Vayichi Yaakov, the Eretz Mitzrayim, 17 Shana. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. So Rashi brings down the Chazal, Loma Parsha Zutstuma. Why is this Parsha closed off? Eventually, Parshias have a space between them, and this Parsha is closed off. Loma Parsha Zutstuma. Look, he should keep on Shnifter Yaakov Avinu. Here's Yaakov Avinu is Nifter. Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael Yitzoras Hashibud. The eyes and the hearts of Yisrael became closed off from the Tzoras of the Shibud. Shehischilu L'Shabdam, that started being B'Shabdam. So, Parshas Stuma, it's closed off. To be Maram is that the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed off because of the Tzor of Shibud from the time that Yaakov Avinu was Nifter and on. Now, yes, this is the Parsha in which Yaakov Avinu was Nifter. The Parsha is closed off. The Parsha Manska Kashi, we know, Rashi says later on, that the Shibud of Avodah did not start until the last of the Shvatim was Nifter. Kozman, the last... Because when they were Shvatim around, they didn't start working. Levi was the last one to be Nifter. After Levi was Nifter, that's when the Shibud started. So how could Rashi say over here that when Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, the eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael were closed off because of the Tzara of the Shibud, when we know the Shibud did not really start until after Levi was Nifter? So the Sfasemes explains the following. In Mitzrayim there were two Shibudim. There was a Shibud HaGuf, and there was a Shibud HaNefesh. Shibud HaGuf, everybody understands, they had to work hard. By Avidu Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim made them work, Beforech, with hard labor, Chomer, Bulveinim, B'chal Avodah, B'asodah, that was the physical work. When Rashi says later on that the Shibud did not start until after Levi was Nifter, that's referring to the physical work. But Rashi over here is talking about Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael. The eyes and the hearts of Klal Yisrael. That's something else. The eyes mean the ability to see things clearly. The heart means the ability to perceive things clearly. That was the Shibud HaNefesh. Kozman Yaakov Avinu was around. Kozman Yaakov Avinu was alive. He was Mashpia Kedusha into Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, together with the Das Tayyir of Yaakov Avinu, they were able to see things clearly. They were able to perceive things clearly. And they lived a different kind of a life that was porous completely from the ways of the Mitzrayim. Oh, but once Yaakov Avinu was Nifter, it's like Rashi brings down the Medrash and Parshas Vayetze, Yitzias Tzadik Men Amokim Ayseroshim. When the tzaddik leaves, pana hoida, the light leaves, pana ziva, the shine leaves, pana hadara, the beauty leaves. Yaakov Avinu was the shine, the light, and the beauty of Klal Yisrael. And when he was around, there was a hashpah. The rays of Kedusha were shining out from him to the rest of Klal Yisrael. They were able to perceive things differently. Once he was Nifter, the hearts and the eyes were, they became closed off. They weren't able to see things. And then that's when the Shibud HaNefesh started. In the beginning of Sefer Shemais, it says, Ve'eila Shemais b'nei Yisrael ha'voyim Mitzrayim is Yaakov, Ishu Be'isei Bo. Somebody once came to the Chofetz Chaim, must have been in the early 1900s. Parnassah was terrible. And he heard that in America the streets are paved with gold, the gold in the Medina, and over there he can make an easy parnasa. So he wanted to move with his family to America. Chofetz Chaim said, "B'shamayim v'inyan not, it's committing spiritual suicide." And the Sionis with Chilul Shabbos, the Sionis with Frumkeit, with Kashrus, terrible in the Sionis, he shouldn't go. So he asked the Chofetz Chaim, "But Lamaisi, you see that you didn't survive another Golia." He's like, "Why should I be more worried in America? In Golos, the Yid survives." So Chofetz Chaim said, "Nekoy klal zebiyotcha, take this klal into your hands. Wherever there were Gedolim that were willing to pave the way, and they made the first steps to go into that Golos, and they built yeshivas, and they built the Yiddish community, and they had the hashpah of Torah and Kedusha, and that makom, then you were able to survive. But in a place where they don't have gedolim, in a place where they don't have yeshivas, where they don't have the gedolei Torah and the hashpah of kedusha, then a person cannot survive." And the fellow was there. He said, "That's not in the pasuk. Ace Yaakov ishu beisebo. Why does that say Ace Yaakov? We know the Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Zochta Chofetz Chaim. that the only way the Shvatim were willing to go down to Mitzrayim was if it was going to be with Eish Yaakov. Otherwise, they knew they were committing spiritual suicide. Because it was Eish Yaakov, that's the reason why they went down. Without Yaakov Avinu, they wouldn't have gone down. That's what Rashi means over here. Because when Yaakov Avinu was alive, and they didn't believe him, their hearts, their eyes, their perception was clear. Once he was Nifter, that's when the Tzoras HaShibud, the spiritual Shibud, started. Vayakev Yaakov, Shliach told Yaakov, Vayayimer, Hinei Bincha Yosef Vayelecha, behold your son Yosef, he has come to you, Vayishchagek Yisroel Vayeshev Alamita. And Yaakov Avinu strengthened himself and he sat on the bed. The Vilna Gaon over here says a beautiful word. The Gemara says in the Sechtes Nidorim that Vanatesa Midbeis, Omer Rav Acha Rav Chanina, Kol HaMavakir Choyle, Noitu Echod Mishishim Bitzarei, it's another Yosef Echolia, some of this Mavakir Choyle, he takes away a 60th of his disease. Gemara goes out, comes out and says, "Bamedvar Mamurim b'ben Gilui." It's not everybody. If you're born under the same mazel as the one that's sick, then you take away a 60th of disease. If you're not born under the same mazel, then it doesn't work. The Medrash brings down also on the pasuk that Yaakov loved Yosef because he was a ben zekunim to him. That Yosef and Yaakov were under the same mazel. So if Yosef would be coming to be Mevakir Chayil Yaakov now, he would be taking away a 60th of his sickness. So after the Vilna Gaon, this Merum is in the Pasuk. It says, Hinei Bincha Yosef, behold, Yosef your son, Bo'i Lecha, Hinei is Begamatria 60. That at the time that Yosef came, there were 60 parts of the disease. What does it say afterwards? Vayishchazik Yisrael Vayeshev Al Hamita. Hamita is Begamatria 59. Once Yosef was there already, a 60th of the sickness was taken away, there was only 59 chalokim of the sickness left. That's a remez in the pasuk that Yosef, the Ben Gilui, took away the sickness. Pasuk goes on to say, Yaakov Avinu says, HaMalach HaGoyle Yisimi Kol Ra, the Malach that has redeemed me from everything bad, Yivorech Es HaNa'orim Yishigwas, the Na'orim, the young men, the Kori v'hem Shmi v'shem Avoysai, Avram v'Yitzchak, the Yidgul Aroi v'kerev ha'oretz, they should multiply like the fish, v'kerev ha'oretz, in the middle of the land. So the Mepharshim ask a kasha, what is the meaning of these two words, v'kerev ha'oretz? The Yidgul Aroi, they should multiply. What is the meaning, v'kerev ha'oretz, within the land? Various pshatim are said on this. The Vilna Gaon says a Mari Likachat, based on another kasha that Mepharshim asked. Here Yaakov Avinu gave Yosef a bracha that his children will multiply more than anybody. If you look at the different counts of the Bnei Yisrael and the Torah, whenever the Torah counts, Amidbar, different times that the Bnei Yisrael were counted, you don't find that Yosef's Shevet was more than anybody else. So where do you see that the bracha of Yaakov Avinu was Mekuyim? The population of Yosef wasn't especially greater than anybody else. Where was this bracha Mekuyim? So the Vilna Gaon says, the Taki in the Midbar, Yosef did not have any greater population than any of the other Shvatim. But the bracha of Yaakov was Mekuyim once they entered Eretz Yisrael. The first 14 years that they were in Eretz Yisrael, there were the 7 years that they conquered, and the 7 years that they divided up, the first 14 years, it was during that period that Yosef multiplied Shaloi Kederach HaTeva. Where do you see this? In Sefer Yeshua and Kapitel Yezayim, by the Chalukas Ha'aretz, it says, Vayidavru B'nei Yosef El Yeshua Lema. The B'nei Yosef spoke to Yeshua saying, Madua Nusakli Nachla, Goyrul Echad, why did you only give me one Goyrul, the Chevel Echad, one Chelik? Vani Amrov, I am a very great nation and population. Ad Asher Ad Koy, Berechani Hashem. Hashem blessed me so much, Ad Koy. So the Gro teaches Ad Koy during this last period of time. During this last period of the 14 years, the Zayin Shekivshu and the Zayin Shechilku, I've had a tremendous population growth. This chelik that you gave me is not going to suffice. So Yeshua told them, "Im am ravato, alei lecha hayara. Go to the forest. Uveireisu lecha sham. the Eretz HaPrizi v'HaRefayim, cut down the forests and the land of the Prizi and the Refayim, ki otzlucha HaRefayim, HaRefayim is too narrow for you, Eichinani, go to the forest, cut down the trees, and populate that. And the Gemara Bava Basra, that Kufi Chesam et Aleph says, there were two reasons why they had to go to the forest, either because they had so many children, they needed more area, or else because of Ein Hara. They had to go to an isolated place because they were multiplying so much. So Yeshua told them, if you want to avoid Ein Hara, go into an isolated place in the forest where people will not give you an Ein Hara. Now, so that's what the Pshat is, Bekerav HaAretz. V'yidgul HaRoiv. Bekerav HaAretz. Once they reach Eretz Yisrael, that's when the Bruch of Yidgul HaRoiv is going to take place. Before that, the population of Yosef wasn't much greater than everybody else. The Bruch of Yaakov Avinu was the Yidgul HaRoiv, Bekerav HaAretz, within Eretz Yisrael, that is when the Bruch will be Chav. But Adam, you see from over here, the fact that Yaakov Avinu said the Yidgul HaRoiv, they'll be like the fish. You see a Yisoid in Yosef's Hatzlacha in multiplying. Yosef is doing it to the Dagim. If a person wants to be able to flourish, if a person wants to be able to thrive, he has to be like the Dagim. The Dagim are hidden in the water. They're beyond the eyes reach of people. If a person wants to multiply like the Dagim, whether it's Hatzlacha in numbers, whether it's Hatzlacha in Parnosa, whether it's Hatzlacha in Limud HaTorah, wherever he wants Hatzlacha, he has to be hidden from the eye. He has to not show of himself. He shouldn't be showy, shouldn't be ostentatious. He has to lead a low-key life. The Gemara says in the Septus of Mitzian Perak HaMafgit, Ein HaBrocha Mitzuyo Ela B'Dover HaSomri Mena'ayim. Bracha is only found on something which is hidden from the eye. If a person wants to be zeichet to bracha, he has to be doing it to Yosef in the fact that he's like the dogim. He's hidden, he's low-key, he doesn't make anything of himself. As I'll say, have you kobul v'kayim of a person? He's a mavatar to other people and doesn't make a big thing of himself. That's when he's mekuyim, and that's the way he could flourish. And that's what the Torah's Meramis does over here in v'yidgul aroy, doim it to the dogim. So there's two nekudas over here. Number one, the Kerav HaAretz, the Vilna Gaon says, the bracha was chal in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the yidgu, the key is to be like the dogim, you're beyond the eyes of people, not to show up yourself. Pasuk says, Vayivorechem Bayoim Hahulemer. Yaakov Avinu benched Ephraim and Menashe. On that day say, Yisimcha Elikim ki Ephraim b'chim Menashe. Israel, with you, Klal Yisrael will be avenged. Yisimcha Elikim ki Ephraim v'chim Menashe. Hashem should place you like Ephraim and Menashe. The Mefarshim ask Kakasha, what is it about Ephraim and Menashe that everybody is avenged through them? They avenged them through the Avos HaKadoshim. What's up is dafka through Ephraim and Menashe? What was special about Ephraim and Menashe that when people bless their kinderlach throughout the generations, for thousands of years, they use Ephraim and Menashe as the dugma, you should be like Ephraim and Menashe. So the Chochmas HaMatzpun brings down B'Shem Rav Avram Zalman, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. Menashe was the Bechor. He came together with Yosef, with Ephraim, the Yaakov Avinu, ready to get his bracha. He was expecting, of course, that he should get the Iker bracha. The Bechayra was something special. It wasn't just an older brother. The Bechayra was something special. And Yosef Taka set them in front of Yaakov Avinu in a way that on the right side should be Menashe and Ephraim should be on the left. And that the Iker bracha should go to Menashe. And he's expecting it. He's going to get the Iker bracha. And he will be the Iker in Shevet Yosef. And all of a sudden, by surprise, Yaakov Avinu Sikel Asyodai, he switches the hands. Yes, Menashe will be great, but the younger brother will be greater than him. And he gives the Iker Bracha to Ephraim. What would a normal person have felt like in that moment when he's expecting to get the Iker Bracha and then he's cast aside, he's just second class, and the younger brother is given a position over him? Regular person, a lesser person, would have been screaming. I mean, in the past, you see that the older brothers were always jealous of the younger brothers. Yishmael was jealous of Yitzchak, Esav was jealous of Yaakov, and the brothers were jealous of Yosef. They felt that they didn't get their due. This would be the normal thing. And here what happened? Not a peep. No complaints. no arguments, no redifus, garnish. Menashe was supposed to get the ikar and the bracha. He ends up getting the lesser of the bracha to his younger brother, does not say a word. That is the epitome of achdus. That is the epitome of unity, which is the yesod of the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu gave the bracha to the rest of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael wants a kiyum, and if Kindlech and a Mishpacha want a kiyum, you should be like Ephraim and Menashe. There's no kinah, there's no jealousy. He gets something better than you. Don't be Mekanehem. Be Mevater. Hashgacha has it that this is the way it has to be. Accept it, swallow it, and don't make a big deal out of it. That is the yesod of kiyum and Klal Yisrael, and with that is the bracha, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim and Menashe. When there's jealousy, that causes all kinds of problems. The rekev atzom is kinnah. The rotting, the decay of bones is because of jealousy. Jealousy is the cause of major machloikis, a major strife, a major heartache. And if a person's mevaker and he doesn't display jealousy, that is the yisoid of kiyum, that is the yisoid of happiness. I've said over this word before, but since I've said it over, I heard a nifla de kemaisa, this Indian of kinnah. With an Adam Gadol, I don't want to mention his name because I'm not sure that the Mishpacha wants the name to be mentioned. There's an Adam Gadol that lost his Rebbetzin. She was nifter close to Shabbos. The Chevra Kedisha came to take her, to leave the body over Shabbos. You know, the body starts smelling, decaying, whatever. So they wanted to put her in a, you know, in a refrigerator over Shabbos. And this Adam Gadol said, no, leave it. Leave it the way it is, you don't have to. Leave her in the house. They were wondering, like, why is he willing to do this? But they left. They came back by Tzoyi Shabbos. The goof was exactly the way they had left it. Not a scent of a smell, not a... nothing. Perfect, perfect condition. So they asked this Adam Gadol. He said, how did you know that everything was going to work out? How did you know that there wasn't going to be a problem? So he says, to me it was a davar poshet. He says, I was once learning with my rebbetzin in the Inyan of Leisachmai. You shouldn't want what somebody else has. And she didn't understand, what is chemda exactly? Explain to me, what is Leisachmai? So I said, Leisachmai is to be jealous of someone. You know, you're not supposed to want something that somebody else has. So in her tmimus, she says, what? Why would somebody want something that somebody else has? It's not theirs, it wasn't meant for them. Why in the world would somebody want something that somebody else has? So the Sodom Godel said, I understood. The Pasuk says, V'rekev atzomois kinah. What causes decay? What causes the rotting? Kinah. And someone that doesn't have a musig, what kinah is, she doesn't even understand how it's shaykh to be mekana of somebody else. On her, it's not shaykh rekev. But kakab, you know, that he thought so is one thing, but that it was takim ukuyim. That's the second thing. The record about some is kin, and most of the problems in the world today come from jealousy. That fellow has, and I have to keep up with him, and so on. And it causes so much strife and anxiety. And this is the lesson to be learned from the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe didn't get what he coveted, and Adarab, his younger brother, got it instead of him. He was makabalit, and there was no strife whatsoever. There was no chiluk edeis here whatsoever. This is the biggest bracha for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. I gave you Shechem, extra chelek, over your brothers. Asher lokachti miyad ha'emayri, b'charvi u'b'kashti, that I took from the hands of the Amayri with my cherev, with my sword, and with my keshes. Now, I could have said, Asher lokachti miyad ha'emayri, b'cherev u'b'keshes, with a cherev and with a bow. But the fact that Yaakov Avinu used the Lashon Becharbi uvekashti, it's mashma, there was something special about his own personal cherev and about his own personal bow. So the Targum Onkelos says over here, what does it mean, Becharbi uvekashti? Yaakov Avinu has a special cherev, and Yaakov Avinu has a special bow and arrow. Becharbi is bitzolusi, with my tviwa, ubevousi, with my bakoshes, and with my begging. My tefillah and my begging. And it's a preparation of Gemara Baba Basra, Daf Kufchav Gimelam and Aleph, Charbi Zu Tefillah. My cherev, the special cherev of Yaakov Avinu, is not the physical sword. It's my tefillah, meaning the tefillah kavua, Uvekashti Zubakosha. From the word bakoshe, kashti, bakoshe, my personal bakoshes. There's a tefillah kavua that we daven three times a day, and there's bakoshe, the personal bakoshes that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Agav the Marashah, in that Gemara says a nifludikah thing, v'charbi uv'kashti. We find that the two enemies of Klal Yisrael, Yishmael and Esav, Esav is blessed, al-charbi chotichya, you should live by your sword. And by Yishmael we find, by he roibe kashos, he used to shoot an arrow, he used to live by his bow and arrow. The male Yaakov Avinu was given charbi uv'kashti. To survive against Esav, he was given his own kind of a cherub, and that is the tefillah. And to survive against Yishmael, the keshes of Yishmael, Yaakov Avinu was given his own unique keshes, and that is the inyan of personal bakoshes. Azoy Zokta Marshah in Mesechtes Bava Basra, Kedusha Agadis. The Brisker Rav touches up a different pshat in the difference between cherub and keshes. There's a major difference between cherub and a keshes. A cherub is mamish razor sharp. Razor sharp. An arrow of lavdak is so sharp. And there's a major difference between the two. A cherub, even if you touch a cherub with the least amount of force, you can cut yourself. Whereas an arrow, that has to be shot with the kayar gabra. The more a person pulls in and the more accurate he is, the more the arrow will inflict damage. But a cherub, you don't have to swing it too hard. It makes contact with the skin, and right away it can inflict damage. Dr. Briskerov, that is the difference between Tzolusi u'bevausi. This Tfilo Kavua, the Vanchiknes is Agdoyle u'mesakim, and there are personal bakoshes that a person davens on his own. The Tfilos, that the Anshiknes is Agdoyle u'mesakim, that's done with the Cherib. That has tremendous Kedusha. All of the Kavonis imaginable were instilled in those words. That has the Kayach of the Cherib, that even if you don't have the greatest person in the world davening, he can be a simple person, and he doesn't have that great force with his Tfilo. Afal Pikein, the Cherib is able to cut through because of the Kayach that Chazal put into it, the Kayach that the Anshiknes is Agdoyle put into it. On the other hand, the personal bakosha, that's the individual's own personal request, that doesn't have the same kayak. That already is totally in the person. It depends on the madrega of the person that uses it. This is why Chazal say, if a person has a chayla in his house, and he has a personal request, he should go to a chacham, that the chacham should daven for him. Because the greater the person, the same way the arrow, the stronger the person is, and he pulls it back with a greater force, and he lets it go with a greater force, the more potent the weapon. That's the same thing with the bakosha. But Yaakov Avinu, he had both. He had charbi, the cherub, that was his tefillah kavua, that carried with it a tremendous amount of kayah, and it was the keshes, that was the personal bakosha, that is done to an arrow. Pasuk goes on to say, by the brachas, Naftoli ayolo shlucha. Naftoli is like a female deer, shlucha, that is let loose, hanoise imre shofer, who delivers beautiful sayings. What does it mean, he delivers beautiful sayings? So Unkelus teaches that his chelik in Eretz Yisrael will give off fruits that people will thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they will make blessings on those fruits. That's Hanoisei Imrei Shofer. His land gives all beautiful fruits that will cause people to say beautiful things about the fruits by thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shtosu the Kasha, I mean, the other places in Eretz Yisrael didn't give off fruits. You make brachas on all fruits. Naphtali's chelik wasn't the only chelik in which brachas were made. There were other places in Eretz Yisrael that gave off fruit. So what is this bracha miyuchid, the davkit and Naftoli, that his land will give off fruits, hanoisim reishofer, that people will make brachas on those fruits. People will make brachas on the fruits of other shvatim as well. So there's a mayu de kipshat here from a Rav Pesach Frank, say, tzadik the bracha. The Gemara Masechet, this bracha, that Mendalar and Aleph says that if they brought in front of a person, Meliach is a fruit that they used to put salt on to bring out the taste of the fruit. So they brought in front of him Meliach and bread with it. He makes a bracha on the fruit, and that patters up the bread. The ikar is the fruit, and the bread is the tafel. It becomes potter with the bracha on the fruit. Well, yes, the question, how's that possible? Is there any, past we know, bread is the most chashuv thing. Is there anything more chashuv than bread that usually we know you make hamoitzi, and everything else you potter for making a bracha on? And here the Gemara says the opposite. You make a bracha on the fruit, and that potters up the bread. Is there anything that passes tafel to? That passes secondary to? We're talking about special fruits over here. The Peiris Genusier. The Peiris Genusier that grew in the Chalik of Naphtali, that was a special fruit that mamish, its sweetness was Nerev Oyen. It had special chashivas. So most fruits taka are buckled to the bread, but Peiris Genusier, they were special, they had a special taste. They were especially sweet. They were more chashiv than the bread. And Rashi explains over there, this is the Peiris that are by Yam Kineret, they're more chashiv. Rabbi Yaina explains, why did they salt the fruit? You normally don't put salt on the fruits, but the Peiris Genusier were so sweet that you had to put salt there a little bit to lessen the sweetness of the fruit. Of a male, what do you see from over here? You see that the Peiris Genusier were so chashiv that they were paiter as a pas. Rashi over here by Ayala Shalucha, he says, what is the land that we're talking about over here? Bikas Genusier. The valley of Genusier, the Bika of Genusier, that is fruits, they give off very sweet, its land gives off very sweet fruits, they're very ripe rather quickly. So if that's the case, it was Naphtali's land that gave off these special fruits, these Peiris Genusier, that's how it was special. By all the other lands, the fruits, if they were eaten together with bread, you wouldn't make a bracha on the fruit. So very often when you ate fruits, there weren't any brachas recited on those fruits. But by Naphtali, the Peiris Genusier, the bracha was always made on the fruits because they were more chashiv than the pas. That's the nice in Yimrei Shofar. Over there, they're always going to be giving special haidah for the fruits because the fruits potter up the lechem. They're more chashiv than the lechem. Those are Kirti Pesach Pshat in this time of Munkulis. Pasuk goes on to say, Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. The stick, the wand of rulership, will not leave Yehuda. Umechoyket Mi Bein Rablov. Scholars and those that make the halacha, they'll never leave his feet. The rulers will always come from Shevet Yehuda, the Melech HaMashiach, and all of the Nasiim, and those that are the Rosh Goliyos, the heads of Golis, they will all come from Shevet Yehuda. Ati of Shiloi, till Shiloi, Mashiach will come, who also will come from Yehuda, Viloyi Kasamim, and all the nations will gather to him. So, Ayon Shal Torah brings down B'Shem the Mati Yehuda. Well, Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. Shevet means the stick, the rod, that will never leave Klal Yisrael, which means Nebuch Nebuch, throughout the generations, we're going to have to suffer from the rod of the Goyim. They're going to hit us, they're going to beat us. Oh, but what, that's going to be good for us, because that's going to cause when we choykik me bein radlov. That is going to cause that those that learn Torah, those that form the halacha, they will always be amongst Klal Yisrael. The more we get hit by the Goyim, the more they hit us, that keeps us in line. And the Mela, it causes us to better ourselves in Ruchnias. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kapitel Nundalit, Ki Rabin B'nei Shoyneima B'nei Be'ula, greater were the children of desolation of Korban than the children of when Eretz Yisrael was inhabited. And on that Chazal say, G'doylem Tzadikim Shemidu Lehem B'churbanam Yoshu Mei B'vinyanam. The Tzadikim that Klal Yisrael produced throughout the generations in the times of Korban were greater than in the times of Binyan. Because when we feel the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we feel the stick of the Goyim, it doesn't put us down the hepach, it motivates us to become greater, and it keeps us in line. The Pasuk says, HaKol Kol Yaakov V'Hayidayim Midei Esav. It's Man Shakol Kol Yaakov Nishma. B'Votik Nesiyas V'Votik Midrashis, Ein HaYidayim Midei Esav Sholtas Aleim. The nation's hands have no shlita over them. It's when we weaken up, that's when they start hitting us, and that motivates us to fill the Bate Midrash and Bate Knesis again with our sounds. So, Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda, the stick will never leave Klal Yisrael. They're going to be hit by the Goyim. Of that's going to be for our advantage. That is going to cause that the lawmakers, that the Torah, it will continue throughout the generations. Hagutin Shabbos.
I heard it. Interesting.